Bears Den. In der Morningshow am Nachmittag auf Flux FM an einem Freitag. Und diese tolle Band spielt heute Abend im Musik und Frieden. Vorher haben sie sich gedacht, kommen wir bei Flux FM vorbei. Und die britische Musikszene, die begeistert ja immer wieder mit sehr unkonventionellen Songwritern. Es gibt eine ganz neue Folk-Szene, die sich ja in den letzten Jahren geschaffen hat und weltweit für Euphorie sorgt. Und hierzu gehören eben auch die Musiker, die bei uns im Studio sind. Kevin und Davey sind da. Und der dritte Mann im Bunde, Joey, hat sie mittlerweile verlassen vor ein paar Monaten, ist aber alles im Guten auseinandergegangen. Mittlerweile sind andere Musiker dazugekommen und ja, mit denen werden sie jetzt auf Tour gehen, auch in diesem Jahr noch auf große, vorher aber mal kleine Stippvisite heute in Musik und Frieden. Und ich freue mich sehr, dass sie vorher Zeit hatten, vorbeizukommen. Welcome to Flux FM.
Hello, thanks for having us.
Hi, how was your breakfast?
Really nice. Had some nice scrambled eggs, some little bacon bits in it. It was good.
Yeah. But you slept very long, according to the hour of...
Yeah, well, I guess we did. It was quite late. I guess it's a late breakfast, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we had a day off in Berlin yesterday, so we, took advantage of it.
Ah, good. What did you do? Tell us all the dirty details.
Actually, we went to... Is it pronounced Unsicht? Unsight? I think it's...
The restaurant. It's a restaurant where you eat in the dark.
I heard of it. I've never been there. How is it?
It's amazing. It's really cool.
How dark is it?
Pitch black.
You can't see your hand in front of your face.
Yeah.
It's quite scary. It's quite disorientating, but it's a profound experience. It's pretty amazing.
It's really cool.
Was it a tip from a friend?
We'd actually done it before with our manager, and then it's Julian, who plays trumpet and a bit of drums for us. It was his birthday, so we were like, let's go to this bar.
Let's do something extraordinary.
Yeah, so and it was really fun, yeah.
Dann spielen sie heute Abend ein kleines Konzert. So tonight you're in the Musik und Frieden. Mm. This is a small tour, we can say, no?
Yeah, I'd say so. It's intimate.
It's intimate.
Yes.
But you also like the big stages.
We do.
We do.
Both have their strengths.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's the difference? What is more fun, or what is the advantage of one or the other?
I think because we've been working on a new album, which no one's really heard yet.
Yes, I know.
Playing these smaller shows is nice because it's cool to present those songs to not too many people and just kind of like have those intimate moments with the songs, because we've had that with the first album, because we started touring to very few people and then built it up. So it's nice to kind of go right back down to just playing a song in a room rather than being straight onto a big stage and sort of assuming that that's, you know, where that belongs.
Yeah.
But it's really, really lovely. And it's really, yeah, they both have their strengths.
How were the reactions so far when you played the new songs to an audience?
Pretty great, really. I think it can be sort of, you never know, you know, people's reactions to new songs, obviously, if they don't know the songs, it can be quite different. But we played in Munich a few nights ago and people seem to love it. So far, so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was recorded in Wales, no?
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
Yeah, we need to know the details after our next Bears Den song. It's called Above the Clouds of Pompeii. Und danach sind wir zurück mit Kevin und Davey heute Abend im Musik und Frieden. Da setzen wir euch natürlich auf die Gästeliste. Bears Den aus Großbritannien sind bei uns zu Besuch. In West London haben sie sich gegründet. So you founded the band in West London?
Mm-hmm.
You're all from West London? No.
Davey and I, we are, but our extended band are from all over the place. The guy playing banjo for us is from Holland. Harry plays guitar for us is from the west of England.
Marcus and Jules are both from Brighton, which is sort of south.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there has a little bit of a lineup change in your band.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because Joey's not longer in the band, but he's still a friend.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
very
yeah.
much so.
Yeah. Yeah. And he played the banjo. Now, is it easy to find someone new who can play the banjo very well? Or do you have to search for a long time to say, this is the right person for Bears Den to play this or many other instruments?
Honestly, I think when we started the band, I think we made quite a conscious decision that it was more about how, you know, working with people that you really care about and that you're friends with and that are good people. Because you can learn how to play instruments. You can't really learn how to be a nice guy and like get on. So it was really actually quite easy. As soon as we found out that Joey was going to be leaving, we were, the first two names that came to our head were the two people that are now in the band. Mm. It's like, it was really easy. Harry was an old friend of ours who'd been looking for something like this, and it was perfect timing in his life. And Christoph is an amazing songwriter as well, and so's Harry, and he was looking for something like this. And between them, they can do all the things that we were looking for and also more, and they add in other ways. And having two pairs of hands is really helpful when you're...
And you hear the result probably then in the music.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. There's so much, there's so many things even on the first record that live we've not been able to do because you just don't have enough pairs of hands.
Yeah.
So it's really fun to like hear all the things on stage that you could hear in your head, you know.
Joey hat, wie gesagt, das Banjo gespielt und dann habe ich gefragt, wie ist es denn, wenn man jetzt jemanden finden muss, der ihn ersetzen soll? Ist das ganz einfach oder muss man lange suchen, bis man die perfekte Person dafür gefunden hat? Und sie sagen, es ist eigentlich eher die Beziehung zu den Menschen und wie sie sind. Und wenn sie nett sind, dann sind sie für uns die perfekten Leute für die Band und ein Instrument kann man immer noch lernen oder besser lernen. Deswegen steht für sie sozusagen das Zwischenmenschliche im Vordergrund und somit natürlich klingt dann die Musik auch ganz anders, wenn man sich untereinander sehr gut versteht. Also sie werden Ende Oktober dann wieder nach Berlin kommen und die neue Platte vorstellen. Die heißt Red Earth and Pouring Rain.
Yeah.
It's called. So you recorded the album in Wales.
Yes, we did.
With this amazing producer called Ian Grimble. Tell us all about him.
He's a bit of a legend. He's made some incredible records in the past and we worked with him on the first album, Islands, which was a lot of fun. And yeah, he just... we had quite a lot of ideas as to what we wanted to do, but we needed someone to kind of steer it all and help make sure that we were kind of consistent in all of our little weird ideas that we had. And I think he was really, really good at that. And he's just a legend.
He's a bit like a scary school teacher sometimes as well, which I think we need.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'd misbehave too much.
Like a drill instructor.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you can handle that?
Yeah, I mean, he did work us pretty hard. We were doing like 15-hour days.
Oh.
So 10 a.m. till 3 a.m.
Really?
Quite often, yeah. He's very, like, it's fun, but it's like you're always working. You're always trying to improve. And I think, which is really good because then when you come to rehearse as a band afterwards, he's kind of done half the work with you to kind of make sure that you really know how to play your parts and you really know what you're doing. He won't let you do things unless you know what you're doing. And it's kind of good.
And he's from Wales.
He's not from Wales. He's English, but he spent a lot of time at Rockfield Studios over the years.
The studio is pretty cool. We recorded, where Queen recorded Bohemian Rhapsody and Led Zeppelin recorded there. And
wow, okay.
Yeah. So it's got quite a history, you know, which you really feel when you go there.
You could smell it as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah? What kind of air was?
Musty 60s, 1960s musty kind of air.
I think Oasis did Wonderwall there as well.
They did.
Also haben Sie sich genau den richtigen Mann ausgesucht, um in den Rockfield Studios in Wales die neue Platte aufzunehmen, wo schon viele Musikgrößen vorher ja ihre Alben aufgezeichnet haben. Und wir freuen uns dann, wenn wir bald neue Songs von Red Earth and Pouring Rain hören können. Jetzt aber Musik und Frieden, Bears Den sind dort. How many musicians will be on stage?
Six.
Very nice. Und ihr könnt auf der Gästeliste sein, wenn ihr jetzt anruft. 030 2000 9000 030 2000 9000. Bears Den in Musik und Frieden. Macht euch einen richtig schönen Konzertfreitagabend. Und wir haben uns gefreut, dass die Musiker persönlich vorbeigekommen sind. Kevin and David, was a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having us. It's a pleasure for us too.
Come back in October.
We will.
Yeah?
Can't wait.
We count on you.
Okay.
Good.